Proclamation number 0960 of 12th of June, 1939. Spiritual Son. Heavenly Gardeners. Word of God. The Son of the Spirit has risen, and its rays kindle in the heart the right love for God. And wisdom shines and illuminates the dawning morning. And what slumbers there is wakened by the light shine. All life unfolds, and the will to activity becomes active. And what was dead revives. And awakens to life in the sun's warming rays. And all this is brought about by the Word of God, which, like the radiant sun, gives life and strength to the soul and can have a tremendous fruitful effect on the human heart. But this also requires a gardener who, in wise knowledge, exposes his plants to the rays of the sun in such a way that they can flourish and develop. And the Lord works in the same way. He protects the tender plants from the scorching embers. He does not let starving child on earth take an immediate look into the spiritual kingdom, which could harm him. And yet he does not let it starve and does not deprive it of the beneficial effects of the sun's rays. He constantly gives the child on earth spiritual nourishment and thus ensures his prosperity and further development. A little plant that has to starve for light and warmth or rain and dew will wither and soon wither faintly. Likewise, without nourishment from above, without the divine word, an earthly child cannot develop to its fullest bloom. It constantly needs the influx of spiritual strength. It needs the light of divine wisdom and the warmth of divine love and can only flourish if it receives this uninterruptedly. And the heavenly gardener tends his plants with heavenly love and patience. He lets the most wondrous creations arise in the universe and everything is subject to his will. And everything is enlivened by spiritual power. Thus God's garden is entrusted to his creative will and is carefully tended and cared for. And the Lord lets his sun shine on every little plant, and every little plant strives for the light. Only the human being, as a creature of God standing in free will, sometimes eludes the beneficial effect of the light, the spiritual sun. As the most precious plant in God's garden, it is given special love from its Creator. It is offered all the nourishment that is to promote its prosperity. But how often is the light of the Spirit and the warmth of love not received? The little plant eludes the beneficent effect of the spiritual sun of its own accord and starves and perishes completely, where it was offered this in all fullness and all strength. The sun with its light and warmth is indispensable for the flourishing of everything that lives on earth, and likewise the Word of God as the spiritual sun is the first condition for life one day in eternity. Amen.